Hello, Vaudians, and Happy New Year. This is Sena Kapomo, your host and creator here at Healthcare Boulevard, and welcome back to the show. I know it's been a while. Okay, yeah, I just want to acknowledge that it's been a while, and more. And in addition to that, my 2023 was not as productive as 2022. I will get into all of that and why and what to expect moving forward. But first, again, Happy New Year to you and your family. We are in 2024. Let's take a chance to, reset the button. That's the whole point. I think that's part of the reason why we all love New Year celebration. But I do want to take a sideline and say, if you are somebody who does not enjoy this, festive time of the year because of some bad memory or you've lost somebody around this time of the year, my heart is with you. And I do know that some people are grieving around this time. While we assume, it's easy to assume that everybody is jumping around buying gifts and, wearing matching pajama set and taking pictures. But that's not necessarily the reality for everyone. And so if you are grieving around this time, my heart is with you, and I pray that you have the strength to keep going. Okay, so like I said, it's been a while. So I'm going to take this time to talk to you all. There's no guests involved today. It's just you and me. It's been a while since we even do any of these episodes. I would like to come on here to first of all say thank you so much. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. En acenumi. It's been a while since I used my languages. Thank you so much for following Healthcare Boulevard, for listening, for supporting in any which way you have over the last few years since we've been on air. I really appreciate your keeping listening, and for us to even make it this far, that's big. And so, thank you. I do want to say that I understand, like I said, going back, that 2023 was very low production for me. I published a very, very small fraction of the episodes I intended to publish, and especially if you compare it to my 2022. I knew going into 2023 that it would be I wouldn't have as much out there, but I produce a lot less than I intended to produce, and that is because life really happened in 2023. The good, the bad, the cry, the laugh, everything happened in 2023, and at the end of it all, I'm thankful for 2023. And so why have I been so absent in 2023, or why was I so absent in 2023? Life was busy, like I said, and specifically one big thing is we just welcomed our daughter 4 weeks ago. So it's been busy, but good busy for the most part, right? So being pregnant was it was beautiful. But it was challenging, right? Pregnant, working, I'm still in school. Working on my doctorate program, so all of that and trying to still be present in family and friends' life, it took everything I had, and I don't regret any of it. I just know that once I set my priorities, Healthcare Boulevard fall behind all of those other things, and so I just couldn't find the time to get here and talk to you as I would like to, but I am here now, and I wanted to at the very least take the time and say thank you and sort of give you an idea or tell you a little bit of what's been going on and why I've been so absent. And so that's it. I was pregnant, and for the thing is, I really was pregnant all of 2023. And I know that sounds odd to say you were pregnant for 12 months, but it really genuinely was, because before we had our daughter, we had two miscarriages, my husband and I. So it took its toll, right? And if you've ever had a miscarriage or, or being there for somebody who had a miscarriage, you understand that, you may understand that it doesn't just take something out of you physically, clearly, right? But take something out of you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as well. It really is a loss that needs to be grieved. And so, you know, we, starting from end of 2022, my husband and I were either pregnant, unfortunately losing a pregnancy, or starting March of 2023, being pregnant and staying pregnant, and then, you know, going through the motions of, okay, what does it mean to actually go past 10 weeks of pregnancy, what to expect, and then going through those pregnancy symptoms, and every trimester having its own round of symptoms, and you know, me never having been that pregnant before, not knowing what to expect, and doing all of this again with a full-time job and school. It was a lot, and like, again, just once all was said and done, it was a beautiful result, because we got to welcome our little bundle of joy, as people call it, or as we call it, our little miracle, early December 2023. And so that's been us in the house figuring out the next step. Like, okay, we did it, we stayed pregnant, and now we did it, we have a healthy child. So let's figure out what that means. It's just, you know, we've never done this before, you know, as Jacob would say. And so that it's, our daughter is almost 4 weeks now, and so it's been a beautiful mess. It's really been a beautiful mess, because, I mean, it's been sleepless, of course, but it's amazing just looking at her, and some, and I'm still in disbelief that, oh, she's here. she's here. We are parents. You know, it's happening. And so that, basking in all of that blessing, has not permitted me to jump on here at all. So that's that on that. I do want to say, because unfortunately, I'm not the only person around me or that I know who've experienced miscarriages in the last year or two. So if you are somebody who have experienced it or is currently grieving a lost pregnancy, please, please understand that you're not the only one, and it is a tragedy, and any emotions you may feel around it is yours to feel, right? And knowing when and how to cope with it is a real thing. Everybody deals with it or cope with it differently, even between partners. I know the first miscarriage especially was the toughest for my husband and I, because we both didn't know how to deal with it on the same page. We were dealing with it two different ways, and it nearly ended us. And so, however you grieve is how you grieve, but do try to find your way, especially if you're in a marriage or a partnership, to communicate with the other what you need, and try not to let it end whatever relationship you may be in. But yeah, that's my little support for anybody who may have gone through miscarriages or is going through it right now. My heart is with you, and I totally understand what you're going through. Okay, so like I said, I am here now, 4 weeks into maternity leave and 4 weeks into being a mother. And it's funny, if my husband was here right now, he'd be laughing out loud, because I always expect I can handle a lot more than the reality may show once I get in the middle of it. But I had all these plans for maternity leave, because for me, I was like, well, that's like months of me not being at work, and I don't know what to do. And I knew I was going to be taking care of my daughter, clearly, but in my head, I had so much more time, which I do in a sense, because every time I'm feeding her, and I'm breastfeeding exclusively, every time I'm feeding her and I'm starting to pump a little bit just to get ready for when I do go back in a couple months, you know, every time I'm feeding her breast pumping, that's time that I'm in stationary. I'm not really doing anything. I can't do much, right? And so I really haven't been taking advantage of listening or watching videos of things that are productive or things that are of interest to me per se, because usually when I'm driving and doing things like that, I'm listening to podcasts and so forth. And so I haven't been doing that. I've been watching shows, watching a lot more TV than I ever have in my life. So we need to change that, she says to herself. But no, if you are a mom and you've gone through this, you know, early phases, please feel free to leave in the comments how you handle your maternity leave, especially if you had any sort of, what's the word, unrealistic expectations going into your maternity leave and going into being a new mom, and how you may have sort of made some productive decisions or moves while you were away from work in that time period. My goal was, and I'm literally only 4 weeks into it, so I will say I still have time to recuperate. I'm losing my word. Anyways, my goal was to spend some time on my other interests outside of, you know, being a healthcare professional. So I wanted to spend more time on learning more about managing finances, which I love. This is something that is outside of my healthcare work. I really enjoy that, right? I wanted to spend more time on learning about different ways to treat different ailments in a holistic way. Another interest that's outside of healthcare, but not really, it's in combination. But I haven't done any of that, to be fair. So that's confession of a new mom. I haven't done any of that. But it is a new year, and I'm only 4 weeks into it. I still have weeks to go. So as I'm saying this now, in my head, I'm saying, okay, Sena, let's get it together. Let's get it planned. It's interesting. Just talking is one of my ways of processing things. If you haven't figured that out by me talking your ears off by now, right? But it's definitely been, it's been a beautiful mess, a blessing, as sleepless as one everybody wants us will be. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but anywho, that is that on why I've been absent and sort of what's been keeping my time outside of what you already knew were keeping my time. But I did want to say, moving forward in the new year, I will likely not have, not be present with, in terms of new episodes in 2024, because I'm going in realistically, understanding that as a new mother, student, and once I go back to work, full-time or perhaps part-time, but the point is working, being a new mom, being in school, those are, and then trying to also figure out how to still not forget that I'm married, because everybody keeps telling us, oh, don't let the baby, you know, be the reason you forget to keep your marriage alive, and, you know, make sure you remember that you guys are the one who made the baby, and let everything revolve around the baby, that you forget how to be a couple. And we are like, that's great, but like, at this point, we are really trying to get sleep more than 2 or 3 hours. So so those are all things, aspects of life that I have to learn, and learn not by myself, but in combination with my husband. So it's something that I cannot see myself producing Healthcare Boulevard in 2024. I do hope to get back on it in 2025 once I figure out, I've had a year of learning to manage and all of these aspects of life. Hopefully I can get back in 2025. I do have 1 or 2 unpublished episodes that I may, if time allows, sometime in 2024, sit down edit it and then publish it. So if that happens, you may get those episodes, but just know that they're just old episodes. I'm unlikely to publish anything new, again, because of everything I said. But on top of that, as you know, it takes more behind the scene work of connecting with guests and getting on the same page and so forth. So that's all things that I won't necessarily have any, I won't have much time for at all. To try to squeeze that in and make any promises of doing that will be foolish of me. And I'm not that foolish. So that is it. Again, Happy New Year. I hope you all are doing well. I hope your loved one is doing well. I hope the new year comes with a lot of blessing, a lot of wisdom. May your goals that you set this year be fulfilled. And may your efforts show results. I don't know if y'all do New Year resolution. I stopped doing New Year resolution a while ago because they didn't do anything for me. I just set goals, and for the most part, you know, that works for me. So however you do the New Year, however you enter the New Year, I hope that you're entering it with health and a lot of blessings. All right, y'all. That's it. I'm literally watching my husband and baby on baby cam right now, making sure that she doesn't wake up and need feeding and I'm not there. So I'm seeing signs that the time is up, which means my time with y'all is up. I gotta go be a mom. And so that's it. This is going to be one of the quickest publishing episodes because I'm not editing this. I'm going to publish this as is. So I really hope next time I see y'all or I talk to y'all are doing well. Other than that, sayonara, ciao, au revoir, adios, all of that. Bye, y'all.